Now, a former top Pentagon advisor has questioned the wisdom of adding judicial oversight to the U.S. government's targeted killing program. Now, Jen Johnson says he is worried about both the constitutionality and the practicality of having judges approve killings in such countries as Pakistan and Yemen. He believes Americans have dark images of personnel in the basement of the White House where decisions are made on the lives of people targeted in drone attacks. Johnson said Washington could very soon lose the support of Americans by insisting on its targeted killing program. Johnson stepped down as chief counsel to the U.S. Defense Department in January. Joining us via Skype from Ontario is international lawyer Edward Corrigan to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, there has been a lot of international scrutiny over America's drone program. However, what do you think is going to make the American public opinion change with regards to these drone attacks?
Well, as soon as the American public actually becomes aware that these programs are really without a legal foundation. They're have been condemned by the United Nations, many other countries, Pakistan has protested them. And they become aware that there are hundreds of innocent civilians that are being killed. Once that information becomes available, I think there would be a backlash against the administration. It's, you know, the idea of people playing like video games and zapping people from a basement in Washington, D.C. is very far from the reality. And I think if people think about it, and realize that these are extrajudicial murders, that they're done without any legal sanction, without any due process, they are condemned. I think the universal opinion of everybody except for maybe the United States State Department and the U.S. administration is that these things are clearly in violation of international law. And once that information becomes apparent to the public, there will be a backlash against it. Mr. Johnson has indicated that he's in part, it's like damage control. They're concerned about the backlash against the public once they find out what's really going on. General McChrystal, who was in charge of the U.S. counterinsurgency operations in Afghanistan, has warned about overuse of these drone attacks. So they're going to guarantee to create a backlash, not only in Pakistan and Yemen and other countries where they're being used, but that will eventually filter out into the United States. And certainly international opinion is very strongly against these drone attacks. And once that filters down to the public, I don't think damage control or spin is really going to save it. These are clearly illegal programs. You cannot act as a judge, executioner, and, you know, a jury in these matters. A U.S. senator condemned that and said that. Senator Rand Paul actually filibustered the appointment of Mr. Hagel as defense. Actually, sorry, the CIA representative, head of the CIA, Mr. Brenner, because the Americans wouldn't give any clear indication whether or not that they could use the drone attacks to kill American citizens in the United States. Now, no government should have that power.
Indeed. Let me just interrupt you there. We're quickly running out of time. Now, Jen Johnson spoke of how Americans view these drone attacks as basically dark images of personnel in the basement of the White House where decisions are made on the lives of the people. He is quite spot on, isn't he? Because there is no judicial process here.
That's right. There is no judicial process. It clearly is illegal. And in fact, there's not even been a declaration of war in these countries which would cover it under the laws of war. This sort of so-called war on terrorism is really just a pretext to go out and kill whoever you want. And in some cases, it's under the flimsiest of pretext. It's just that, we think this person may be a threat because of how they associate. That's not a legitimate basis to execute somebody without due process and a trial. And it's going back to sort of the worst times of totalitarianism and regimes that are generally heavily condemned in the United States. But now the United States is adopting those same policies, the same rhetoric. You know, the Nazis, for example, called the French resistance terrorists when they were fighting to win the liberation of their country. And I think Americans have forgotten their history and have fallen into this same trap of unbridled power. And they're drunk with it. And they're not doing the normal checks and balances and not considering international law implications. And in fact, these are war crimes.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. International lawyer Edward Corrigan there joining us via Skype from Ontario, Canada. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan.